This is our first guest of season 10.
Hey.
You are?
Yes. 56.
Yes. 56. I love that. There's nothing wrong with vanity.
Vanity right. Always say that to me too. Right?
Like vanity is fucking epic. That means I care about how I feel. I care about how I look. I care about how I show up.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this. Yeah. And from there on out, it didn't really matter what happened on stage because I made it. People get all over you for doing the healthy thing. Why aren't we all doing that?
If I lose weight, if I'm tighter, if I have abs, of course I'm going to be confident. Like, you're not.
You're not. I think it's your self-worth that comes from, I am enough.
Yes.
You know, I did it.
It doesn't matter who you are, how you are, what you look like. You can do it.
And you don't arrive there. That is a result of showing up for all the other things.
How we talk to ourselves is everything.
Is it really a sacrifice if you're getting something on the other side?
Couple days after the show, I was measuring my food again. And he said, really? And I said, yep. Because I feel like $1 million.
Yes.
Keep that going.
Yes.
Welcome to episode one of our new show. She is Lais, and I am the coach. And that is the name of our show.
First of all, if there's ever been a time for personal bubble, this is it.
We will always stay true to what we do. So you're doing is going to get you to the next place.
Right.
Throw the list away. It's only a matter of time before you cave.
You can look way better than you used to.
Such a great experience.
Oh, like it knows everything you've given.
Like showing curiosity. What if it actually works?
I've been chocolate almond. Como persona.
100%.
An extra
bite of my city right now.
Sure, sometimes it is a member.
Welcome, everybody. Peace out, everybody.
3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome, everybody, to Lais and the Coach. This is our first guest of season 10.
Hey.
And it's a really great opportunity for us because we wanted to make sure that season 10 was a little bit different than all the other seasons. And our first guest is someone who actually used to watch our podcast. Lauren, welcome
to
the show.
I've been watching you guys for a long time.
Thank you for being here. Lauren is a member of Team Forever, and she just competed at the WBFF Tampa show. Just how long ago was it already?
2-3 weeks?
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Was that before Father's Day?
Right.
After.
After. I thought my show was 4 weeks ago.
No, we were in LA in May. It was right after my birthday. This one was right before Father's Day, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Time's flying.
What day is it? What month are we on?
So if you guys have watched our show before, we love to have competitors come to the show and talk about the journey itself to getting ready to step on stage.
Yes.
And the most important reason to why we have competitors talk about the journey is because there are so many other people that are trying to pursue something that have a bunch of different things happen to them along the way. And a lot of times they feel like they're on an island and they feel like it's only happening to them. So it's always cool to hear all of the things that go on behind the scenes when somebody's getting ready for a show, because all you see is the person stepping on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You rarely ever see the before. You rarely ever see the ups and downs along the way. So hearing about it in the first person is always the best way for the person on the other side to grasp it, because it's not like we are writing, here's this person and she lost 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and she had an amazing time doing it.
Yeah, making that's that not relatable.
Right.
Yeah.
But so let's start with, so Tampa was your second show.
Yes.
What made you decide to start competing?
So that's such a cute story. My son was a power lifter, and during COVID, we were all together, 10 of us in the house, and we all went and worked out and would have our, fun mornings doing whatever. And I still kept complaining about my body and how I looked, and he was like, Mom, then do something about it. How simple is that? He found a gal in the gym who looked like she was a bodybuilder and approached her and said, will you coach my mom? And so it still brings tears in my eyes because, Amanda was so good, met me where I was at. We had a coffee talk, and she said, she didn't even say get up on stage. She said, let me, train with you, and then the the excitement of stepping on stage in a pretty bikini in the glam part of the WBFF, I had no idea what any of those were, any of the federations were, was intriguing. And so I think I just decided to start. And that was the simple part of it. You just start.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love that.
So number one, shout out to Amanda.
Yes, Amanda.
Amanda Bodybuilder. That's what she still is in my phone.
Why don't you do something about it?
That what is, a concept.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that too often everybody likes to live in the idea that they're not content with something, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Insert thing.
Their body, their job, whatever. But doing something about it eliminates the ability to complain now.
Right.
You know, right. And I think that a lot of people.
What message are you sending to your kid if you don't?
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And just start.
Right. Just that start. And the accountability of having a coach. Yes, we can do it. I've tried it all. Every diet out there, everything. You know what I mean? Following this person, but the accountability of having somebody to check in with is so important, I think, too.
Yeah.
And then at what point inside of that initial period where you started your journey, did you kind of figure out that this stage thing was going to be something that you were going to pursue?
I think right away.
Okay.
I committed to it.
Okay.
And so then you have all the mindset games. You know what I mean? Well, gosh, if I don't do it, then what? You know, so it was exciting and scary at the same time. And that was part of the motivation, I think.
And how long did you... How much time did you take to prepare for that first show?
So I think I started with Amanda in October.
Okay.
And then competed in June.
So relatively soon, yeah.
8 months. That's awesome.
I think that's one of the other things. A lot of times people think that
it takes years.
Forever.
Well, and mind you, she's a mom of how many?
Four.
Right.
Why did I think it was three?
No, it's four. Two girls and two boys.
Wow. Mom of four. Do you mind sharing your age?
Yes. Amanda's 30, Ashley's 28, Johnny's 26, and Ryan's 24.
You are?
Yes. 56.
Yes.
56.
I love that.
Yes.
That's part of my story, I think.
Yes. Yes. That's why I asked, because I knew you'd be willing to share.
Part of it, I like to say it, and then other times I'm like, well, no.
It doesn't matter.
Just fit in. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But I'd love to be able to empower the 56-year-old grumpy moms out there who don't think they can, because you can.
Why do you think that there is such a stigma with certain numbers and what you're able to do and not able to do anymore?
Well, because it was so different when we were growing up. You didn't lift weights. Even the young boys, I don't think, did in high school. That was out there if you did. And I had a brother who was a professional football player, so I saw that, and he did, but most people didn't. And so women certainly didn't lift weights. And so it was a different time period than where you guys are at. You know?
And then that stays... It's almost like that set of rules, like,
and it stays with you.
It stays with you.
It also goes with wearing the bikini, you know, and am I allowed to be sexy, you know, or flirty, or no, we covered ourselves up, you know, you didn't wear the bikini.
And so do you think
step to break through?
Yes.
Do you think as you've done more of this, that it's opened up maybe the way that you saw it or the way that you think about it in comparison to other people that are still using the same set of rules to not do something?
Stigmas, yeah.
Well, now I think it's more about being healthy and aging gracefully. So that's the message I would wanna pass on.
I think on so many levels, there is not enough. I don't want to say information because that's not the right word.
There's too much fucking information, I don't think there's enough actual
education on the importance of it.
Right. Yeah. Well, and think about the way I grew up was you did cardio. You did Jane Fonda, you know, and you did, I don't know, whatever else we did, all the crazy videos and stuff, because that's what you had. You put the VHS tape in and you
put
did
the tapes
that.
In.
Yeah. And now cardio is not the thing. We should be lifting, you know, the weights and stuff. So Education
is such a huge part of and not only education, but then finding the person that is relatable to where you are and seeing that all the misconceptions that are out there or all the things people think are going to happen are not going to happen.
Right.
You know, or that lifting weights is not just for, and lifting weights is so many things. Getting stronger is not just for a specific demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, all of us should try to get stronger.
It's not just for aesthetics.
Right.
It's not just for the way you look.
All of us should continuously try to get stronger. every day, every year. As we get older, we should still
that's
try
even,
to get
that's
stronger.
Even more important.
It's yes, even
because if
more
you don't
important.
Use it, you lose it.
Yes, if you don't use true. It, you lose it. And I've said that I don't know how many times on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for so many things. And I think that it always gets lost in the vanity part because people think it's only people that are trying to look a certain way.
And I hate that too because it's like, so what if it's vain?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with vanity.
Yeah, Mandy's right. always said that to me too. Right?
Like vanity yeah, is fucking yes. epic. That means I care about that. How I feel. I care about how I look. I care about how I show up.
I love that.
But yes. there's a stigma around that too.
But it's like, because oh, if, you're so vain. Like, right. yeah, bitch,
yeah,
and what?
Yeah,
like,
right.
you should be too.
Yes.
Right.
I
but
love that.
The truth is that the, you know, we were talking about this earlier, but it's like that mirror thing. It's like,
yes. Life you, is a mirror, not a window.
You are showing me all the things that I'm not doing.
Right.
If you're vain and you are taking care of yourself,
then you're a bad person.
Right. You're a bad person because all you're doing is reflecting the fact that I'm not.
Exactly.
I am not making time to go exercise. I am not mm-hmm. making time to go yeah. do my nails, do my hair, put on makeup, do yeah. this, do that.
Because it's not important. It's very important.
Yeah. Right. It's very important because it does reflect the way you feel.
Yeah.
Because if you're, a lot of times I think it's also associated with people who are like shitty or full of themselves. Like people who don't take care of, I was going to say ugly people, but people who don't take care of themselves are shitty too. Like
right.
vanity doesn't have to come with like you treat people like shit or you think you're better than anybody else. It just means you care enough about yourself.
Right.
Right. And everyone should.
But even inside of that, you should still, even if you're still anti-vanity,
even if I didn't right. convince you quite right. yet.
Think about the other things, right? Think about how often you're going to need to pick up a box of water. Think about how many how often you were going to have to walk up and down whatever amount of steps with your grocery bags. Think about your suitcase when you travel. Mm-hmm. Think about insert thing that you are going to have to lean over and pick up and put somewhere else that over time, if you don't do anything, is only going to get heavier.
Right.
Right. That same 10 or 15 pound suitcase is going to weigh a lot more 10 years down the road if you are not actively pursuing getting stronger.
And who doesn't want to pick up their grandkids?
Yeah.
And
no, that's why I do it all, just to keep up with my kids.
Yes.
I want to be able to walk through Disney World with my kids. You know what I mean? And go for 4 hours straight or whatever it is.
People always associate it with like, oh, these people get obsessed with these big muscles. It's like, no, like you want to be healthy. You want to have, you need muscle. Do the science thing. Why, for your bones.
yeah, for sure.
But the other thing is this, and I'll get to that. But the other thing is, you don't just put on a massive amount of muscle.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
Because you picked up something,
when
you know.
I talk to people, it's, like, I don't want to get big. I get really big really fast. Luke. I'm like, so what's the fucking secret? And what is this?
Right? But and again, if you're listening, if you're at the gym and you are afraid of picking up 10-pound dumbbells or 15-pound dumbbells or 20-pound dumbbells because you think that you are going to get overly muscular, then insert that logic back to the a 24 pack of water weighs 24 pounds. Mm-hmm. I know that it's hard to understand, but each one of those is 16 ounces. If you have 24, right? It's a math thing. You pick it up, it's 24 pounds. You are not going to get big and bulky, nor do you sit there and say, well, I'm not going to pick up that water because if I do, you know, my shoulders are going to grow.
Or I'm going to pick up my kid.
Right, instantaneously. Or how much does your kid weigh? Right, if your kid fell asleep on the floor and he's 30 or 40 pounds, right? Junior weighs 60 something pounds now. Are you going to not pick him up because you think you're going to get big?
Yeah, and not only that.
Like, where's that logic
what
come
area
from?
Of life do you just do minimal effort and get this massive outcome? Like, does anybody walk into work one day and walk out of it a millionaire? No.
Right.
Does anybody clean one room in their house and their house is clean? No. Like, it doesn't work that way. Like, you don't do like one thing or a few things, and then you have this massive result. Like, it's why is fitness some sort of magic?
I don't know. But anyway, so you decided to compete.
Yes.
Back to you.
Back to you.
Rant is
I love
over.
All this stuff.
So, how was that experience of getting ready for that first show? Had you ever done anything like that?
Oh my gosh, no. It was
never.
So out of my comfort zone. Yeah. I think the glam part of it and the posing is so. So out there that but so beautiful. Like, I wanted to learn, and it was hard for me, very hard. I can't put two steps together, and so it was
tough,
exciting, tough.
Of all of the things that you had to do that were different for that first go around, what did you find to be the hardest? And what was the easiest? Because it's different for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I think the going to the gym was easy because I've done that most of my life.
And you were a regular workout person before?
Yeah, and I ran a marathon and I've done 5Ks and always in the gym.
Okay.
Always active with the kids.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so that was the easy part. The eating, the meal plans take the guesswork out of it. So that was not hard. Is it different measuring your food? Yes, but you get used to it and it actually is a little game that you play with yourself. The posing.
The posing.
The posing part of it. Yeah, and then the glam part comes easy and that became the fun part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once you got to your show weekend that you're going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday, it's registration night, you know, it's happening the next day. What was the most surprising part of the weekend?
The emotions that all came with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Was it stuff that was bottled up?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like just accomplishment, just the sense of, oh my gosh, I did this, you know, and your body is amazing. The way you feel is amazing, and just the pride of the accomplishment of sticking with it, trusting the process, you know, and getting it done. Yeah. And,
you know, it's something that we hear so much, you know, I mean, we've talked to so many people and it's so true of anything else, right? Getting it done.
Yes.
Seeing it through. And I think that so often the first time competitor is worried about so many things, right?
Right.
Is it going to come together? Am I going to look like I belong? Am I, you know, insert thing that they are worried about. Mm-hmm. When on the other side of that, they are never thinking, if I just see this through, you know?
Right.
It's always these other things that are
arbitrary,
right?
All of these made up things. The amount of people that say, what if I trip on stage? I'm like, what kind of fucking question is that?
Right. But then you don't know how many times the thing that is most common is, I saw it through.
Right.
You know, that brings the most joy.
It's the magic.
So what got me through this second show were little mantras that I would say to myself. And one of them was, what if it is better than you even thought? You know, and I think that those kind of things are so important. Or I deserve to be celebrated was another big one. I think even after the first show, I deserve to be here, you know, was a great thing.
You know, I think that going back to what we were just saying about the vanity, it even sounds like a negative word, right? Vanity,
yeah,
right?
So does but, diva.
But how much of I don't feel like I even deserve any of those is tied to that, you know?
Yes.
And for all the people that we coach, it's one of the things that we observe, because most of the people that we coach are women, 90%.
Right.
And 90% of that 90% are moms,
right?
Right. And you give so much.
I love this part of it, yeah.
And you don't realize that along the way, and I don't know how it happens or where it happens, but it's common.
Yes.
But you just stop feeling like you need to give to yourself also.
Or that you even belong on that list at all.
Yes.
Forget at the top of it.
Right. Forget
you're
at the top.
You're not even on the
you're
fucking
not
list.
On the list
anymore.
You're
not. Yeah.
And I wonder if it's a lot of, you know, you're pouring from an empty cup, so you don't even have any for you.
Right.
Or how much of is, I don't even think I should be doing anything.
Yeah.
And then myself. what's the thing? Like, is it because you feel like if you do for yourself, you're not going to do for the kids?
Yeah.
You know, what is the thing that ties it together?
I don't know what it is that ties it together.
Considering that you have four.
Yeah.
Did you see yourself giving more as you had more kids?
So I think it's made me so much better.
Okay.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, because when mom's happy, the rest of the family is happy.
Yes.
I mean, when dad's happy too,
we
each play our different roles.
For sure.
And yeah. But when mom's feeling good, everything
flows.
But you know what? Yeah. To your point, like I feel like one of the things that I've noticed a lot and been thinking about a lot is life is just this giant game of momentum. And I feel like you're in this momentum of others and others and others and others that you don't even notice, or it just becomes normal.
Okay.
Like think about all of the different ways in which people live around the world that to us sound insane, right? Like whether someone lives in a hut
right.
Or someone lives in a house with seven wives or whatever. Like there are so many different beliefs and so many ways of living that are really normal to the people that are in it, but then not to those that are around it. But I think it's because that's what you do every single day.
Yeah.
And I think with moms, it's that. It's not that anyone says, like, you can't take care of yourself. It's more like, that baby is born and you just do and you do
on,
and then and then the house and then the husband and then the other kid. And then you're just in this momentum of doing everything for everybody else that it's not even a thing to do anything for yourself. Right. Like, it's not even a thought.
Right.
You know, and it's like, until you do, until you stop. And then you're like, holy shit, like, I'm not even doing anything for me, because I experience the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build momentum in that direction.
Right.
Because then it becomes completely unacceptable to live the other way again.
Right.
Because you've seen the other side of that. And then you also see, even for me personally on this journey for all these years, I have moments where it dips. Right. I have moments where I'm not feeling as great about myself, or where I'm not putting as much effort as I was, let's say, 3 or 6 months ago. And I'm not just talking about fitness. I'm talking about me as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, nope, like, I got to shift this momentum back in the other direction. So it just really does become that. It really does become about, like, what it is you are doing. And so if you are in a situation where you're not happy with it, then it is just about doing it.
I think,
like, it really is that simple. It's not easy.
It's about living intentionally.
Right.
You know, and picking the things you want to do.
Yes.
You know?
Have you noticed, because I have observed it, that there is a lot of times very little intention behind a lot of things.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and obviously living with intention sounds like something we should all do, but I don't feel like there is a lot of intention behind a lot of things.
Right.
I feel like there is a lot of, this is what it's supposed to be.
Right.
Or this is what I think I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention gets lost along the way with all these next set of things that I'm supposed to do or should be doing that you may or may not want to.
Yeah.
So there's very little intent behind it.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that that dominates a lot more what most people are doing. And then there's very little intention behind most things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this fitness thing can be very intentional.
It has to be.
Because it requires intent.
Right.
Right. And I think that it can be the catalyst to being more intentional in other areas.
Areas of your life.
Yes.
100%. You know? That's why I said it makes me better everywhere.
And I always, you know, and again, I always talk about, and I said it to you, like, it's exercise and food. But I don't think that people realize that, you know, you start with exercise and food.
Right.
And then you start to feel good, and then you start to perform better, and then all of a sudden you show up better.
Right. For everything.
For everything.
Yes.
You know, so while sometimes I minimize it to bring everybody out of the so crazy, you know, it's like, just work it out, you know, do some push-ups.
Yeah.
It is very powerful.
It is.
And it's
life-changing.
And I think that we know that on our side, but I always feel that if I sat down with somebody day one and said, this is going to change your life.
No, they would have,
you know,
they're going to
feel,
I don't give a fuck.
You're going to feel so incredible after all of this.
It's going to be like a new superpower. And they're going to be like, I just want to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah. You know, but it sucks because we have to hold
all that in,
knowing what's coming.
Right.
And worse than that,
right?
A lot of times, because people aren't used to putting themselves at the top of the list and they're not used to pouring into themselves, the moment that they notice that they're doing it, they stop themselves.
Yes.
Right.
It's like this.
Always self-sabotage.
It is a massive, I like to believe, unintentional self-sabotage. At the moment people feel like they're getting traction or like they're doing too good, they almost need to be like, nope, this is too good and I got to fuck this up because that's my story or that's why you said feeling like you deserve it.
Yeah. But it spreads across little things. And I'm going to get back to the show. I'm going to circle back. It's little things like, We often like to stop at different places to go eat.
Yes.
Right?
You know, I love that about you guys.
She likes coffee from one place and I like it from another.
I love that.
You know, it's like, to us, it's like, well, to her it wasn't. But to me, it's like, well, I have no problem taking you to go get this.
Yeah.
And
we teach our kids that.
And I have no problem going over here to get what I want, right? It's a little bit of effort, but it's what I want. It's intentional.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times people will kind of like settle for something to make it okay for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Compromise.
And make one stop when it was going to take 5 or 10 more minutes to make a second or third stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we approach a lot of things that way because it's a hassle.
Yes.
You know? So, and then when you see that it's like, well, you know, if the three of us are here and you wanted steak and she wanted chicken and I wanted fish, it's like, well, where's the middle ground? We got to find a place that has, like, no, why can't we just be what we want? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that applies to so many other things, that when you start to build a little bit of momentum in the direction where you are going toward what you want, the hiccup is the amount of effort or extra effort that you're going to have to put in to do that one more stop or that next thing. Or, you know what, now I'm going to need new sneakers because I can't keep showing up with this. And they're like, well, I'm not really going to buy new sneakers. I don't have time to go to the mall. It's like, you know what, it might as well not work out.
We do self-sabotage.
Like, I can't show up to the gym in these pants. It's like, well, I probably shouldn't work out. You know, it's like these little
all or nothing.
Unnecessary things, you know. But circling back to the show. So you're getting ready to step out.
First show.
You are backstage.
Death moment. Yeah.
Where does it click for you that it's happening? Is it while you're in line? Is it when you're next? You haven't stepped on yet. Haven't done it.
We're, I think it happened before that. I think it happened in the room with my coach there and me trying on my bathing suit and doing the last couple poses.
Okay.
And it was tears.
Oh my God, even with the makeup?
I think it was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Yeah. And from there on out, it didn't really matter what happened on stage because I made it.
Right.
And you had said that to me the second show. Yeah. You know, you're here, you know? Yeah, so.
And then once you stepped on stage, like they call your name and you walk out, like, do you remember it? Was it
so,
like,
so she knows the story. I didn't do the tea walk the right way. I went, she was staring at me. She was. And so I went to the front. I think I did my front pose. I honestly don't remember, but I went the wrong way. And then I walked back and I was going to exit the stage. And instead I went to the back of the stage and I went, fuck it. I'm here. I'm just going to do it. And so I looked out at my kids and my husband and just said, you're here, just pose, you know, just enjoy yourself and that's have fun. Awesome. And that's exactly what I did. And they're like, afterwards they texted me, Mom, you look like you're having so much fun. I'm like, I worked so hard to be there.
Love that.
Yeah. It was quite the moment. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that had nothing to do with an outcome.
It didn't have anything.
It's the outcome was that you made it.
No, right?
You could have been on stage by yourself.
But my goal is probably very different than other people's goal. My goal was just to step on stage. Like when I ran a marathon, it was just to complete the marathon. I guess I am a little bit competitive, but that part didn't matter to me.
Well, the thing is that if you've never done something, right? Like if you've never jumped out of a plane, right? You probably shouldn't jump out by yourself the first time.
Right.
You should probably do it with someone.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Like, so anytime you're getting ready to do something new, I feel that the goal should be to complete the task.
Yes, and that's all
it was.
If
you've never run a marathon, the idea that you're going to win it should not be in your head.
I don't care how competitive you are. Like, that shouldn't be a thing.
It shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and that was very clear.
And in things, in specific sports where there are things that are quantifiable, like a marathon, it is specific distance, and you know how fast the fastest is running, right? Whether or not you beat that time has nothing to do with whether or not you can finish. So goal one has to be, I gotta finish.
Yes, right.
I gotta finish this.
And I think that it should
and
be
goal two should be, I should do it faster. Or again.
Yeah.
Forget faster.
Yes.
Again.
I think it should always be about completing. Mm-hmm. I really do. I really don't think that getting caught up in outcomes should ever be a thing for anybody. I think if it happens, it's a cool recognition from the outside and it's cool icing on the cake. And I think that you should show up to show specifically feeling like you're worthy of a win at some point and feeling like you were bringing your best and feeling like you did all your work, but never for a second thinking about an outcome. Like, I just don't believe in that. Personally.
And I remember before I even joined you guys, when I came here to pose, and that's what you said, and that's what sold me on, you know, they're not looking for me to win a prize. You know,
it's
what I mean?
Not that, no. The prize, you won the prize. Everyone that, like, it sounds like a loser speech, but it's not. Like, everyone that steps on stage that sees that goal through, because it's not about just stepping on stage, right? It's about everything you do to get there, physically and mentally, and all the things you have to learn and overcome. And there are no two preps that are the same. Like, just continue to learn, you continue to do, and it's like, the win is to get there and do the
thing. That moment that you had is the prize.
Yes. Better than you did last time.
Yes.
That's it. Like, you just really can't do it any other way. Like, it's a recipe for, like, just a lot of failure, like, emotionally.
Right.
You know, it's just not worth it.
100%. One of the things that I've always said to everyone is, once you've seen it through, right? Like, first, let's get over that hill, right? But once you see it through, there's usually one of two different feelings. It's either check mark, I'm so happy that I did it.
Bucket list.
I saw it through. Or like, holy crap, this was awesome. I can't wait to do it again. What was it for you?
Oh, I can't wait to do it again.
Really? Immediately?
Immediately. I love the glam part of it. Yeah. You know, I mean, hair and makeup and a couple days of that and feeling like Cinderella in your dress. I love that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I still want to do that. That's why I'm here more. Yeah.
Yes.
And do I want to?
It's like an addicting.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's fun. And I have to say, joining a team was the main reason that I did it too, just to have the community around. And it's been amazing.
Yeah.
Meeting the people on Team Forever. Everybody comes from such a different spot, but yet we're all there. You know, we have one connecting point, and it's been so great. It's so fun. Yeah.
That is number one for us. Like, that was always what we wanted, right? Because when she did her first show, you're on an island.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's easy to have a bunch of thoughts because you have, number one, no one to bounce them off, right? Or number two, like, there's no relatability that's close enough for you to either see or feel or hear. You know, you're doing it by yourself.
Right.
You know, so a community is always good. But that first time around is always so special because you've got to see it through. And even you, having done two shows, are now on the other side of watching people doing it for the first time. How often do you hear things now that remind you of your first go around?
How often? Yeah, I mean, you get the people who question all the little things that you do, you know, and now it becomes funny.
Right.
You know, like, wait, oh, you're weighing your food. Oh, you're not going to have that. Or how about when you go and you do order the salad or whatever it is, and people get all over you for doing the healthy thing. Why aren't we all doing that?
You know, right.
So, you see all the little things that people think are quirky about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Support is such an important part.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
How much social stuff did you notice while you were doing this? Because we've seen a lot of things. People have questions. Some of the questions are curious, and some of the questions are back to that mirror.
They're jabs.
Yeah.
Right? They're jabs and not really questions.
For sure, jabs. Yeah.
You know, weigh your food again.
Some people don't know how to compliment you.
Right.
Some people don't know what's
going on. You don't work out again.
Yeah.
So how many things along that way in your social environment did you notice?
I think I hid a lot of stuff.
Okay.
The first time around. And then the second time around, I owned it.
Okay.
And this is what I'm doing. And literally one time I took the food scale to the pool and I was only with a couple of my kids and we laughed and it became uncomfortable. I mean, not uncomfortable, so comfortable, just like, I'm going to own it. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing, you know, I want to stay on track and here we go. So yeah, first time around, I hid a lot of it. Probably didn't do quite as much. And this time around,
Did you ever put together that we measure everything else as you were measuring your food?
Like, no one ever does that.
Like, we measure our gas, we measure our electricity. Everything that we do is
our money.
Measured.
Right. Yes.
But when it comes to food, there's such a stigma behind it.
Yes.
You know, and I think that I don't know where the stigma came from, because I don't know. Like, I don't really have an answer for it. But anytime you see somebody measuring something, when it comes to food, there is, whether they're measuring on a scale or in a cup, like people eat, have you seen the color?
Yes.
Like,
I did do it one like, back in the day.
But everything has a stigma.
Yes.
Right? Like, oh, you like that forever? Yeah. It's like, what difference does it make to you if I do, right? You're not eating
it. And that's the attitude that I have now. You know what I mean?
Right?
You do you. Are you happy? Are you good? Exactly. Complaining about your belly?
Yep.
You are never on this side imposing that on someone else.
But people do that.
You don't show up to a party with your scale and say, okay, everybody, let's weigh what you got.
No, like, I do everything so quietly.
But everybody has something to say.
But if you invited your friend on a trip and they were like, honestly, I can't right now, I'm budgeting for X, Y, or Z thing, you wouldn't be like, you're going to budget? That's how you're going to live?
Right.
You're going to live like that forever?
Right.
You would never dare say something like that to somebody. You have to quantify your money, how much you're making, how much you're spending, what your goals are, for your finances. And it's the same thing. It's like, there's this whole thing, like, you're going to live like that. It's not healthy. That's not a healthy relationship with food. Like, Why is money more important than my health? Because without my health, I'm sorry, but none of that would matter. So it's like,
I'd like to go even a step further, right? Even if you go somewhere to eat, how often have you looked at a menu and there is a 6 ounce filet, an 8 ounce filet? Why are they measuring it if it's not a free for all, right? Because there's an amount, right? If you order an adult beverage, that adult beverage is measured. They don't just start pouring, right? They measure it. It's an ounce of this.
Yeah.
Like recipes all have measurements.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything, right?
So how much fuel you're putting into your body, what you're putting into your body is not bad, or it does not make for a bad relationship with food. It's not restrictive. It isn't, you're going to live that way. It's like, it's how we do everything else.
But it's back to the vanity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you are putting in that much effort into watching what you're eating, that's not sustainable.
But God forbid you look and say, you're going to eat all that? You're going to eat more? That's what you're eating?
Right?
Can't say that.
Can't say that.
You guys have heard it all. Right? You guys have heard it all.
So,
sure.
So you just finished this show in Tampa.
Show number two.
After doing a show, did you find that a lot of the same feelings that you had getting ready for that first show were still there? Or did you find that other things came up?
I think other things came up.
Okay.
I think it solidified, I deserve to be here.
Okay.
I think what came out the most was, this is fun. I had so much fun doing it. And I think that was like, she was like, you're here to have fun. Nothing else. Just have fun.
That's good.
And I think a second show too, you don't have the stress of the first one of like, you don't even know what anything is like.
Right.
And the second one, you're like, all right, I kind of know how this flows. Yes. Let me try to have fun. The nerves are still there.
Yes. Yeah. But I had
of
so much
course.
Fun.
Of course. And again, I'm not to compare, but I'm sure jumping out of a plane comes with nerves.
Yeah.
Right? Like there is, even if you've done it 1,000 times.
You're right. That I'd rather do anything else. Except
on stage.
Staying on stage.
But there is always a sense of excitement and nervousness when you're doing something that is big, that you've been preparing for, right?
So, right?
And you are getting ready for your third show now.
Yes!
And there is, I'm sure, going to be nerves and excitement, but there are probably going to be new things
new feelings,
new feelings, new emotions, new mantras that come up with getting ready for this next show. What are you looking forward to the most after two shows getting ready for your third?
So I think the third show is going to be different only because a lot of Team Forever members are going to be there. Not that I didn't have that support backstage, but I was just the only one competing. The girls did come and help me and put my suit on and they checked in with me and they were wonderful. But I think to be backstage.
Like a backstage party.
And our little backstage party was great with the girls that I was with. They're all over 45 and they were fun and all that. But I think having the girls now that I know a little bit more backstage will be, that's what I'm looking forward to. That's why I joined the team.
And isn't it interesting that when you first got started, it was, why don't you do something, right? And now you've done the thing, and now you are looking for all the other things I think bigger parts of this journey than most people credit.
Yes.
Because the same way that you are like, I'm looking forward to being backstage with my team. For a lot of, like, I can't wait to design a bikini that looks like this. I can't wait to try this kind of makeup.
Right.
It's, as you do it more and more, I think a lot of the things that people don't notice that excite a lot of the competitors have nothing to do anymore with the physique.
Right.
Because the physique compounds. Yeah,
it's like, okay, like I do want it better, but I know it'll happen. It's on autopilot.
If you evolve as a person, I think it's your confidence that becomes so much better, or your self-worth, probably a little bit of both of them.
Do you think that happens as a result of completing the task?
Sure, 100%.
Not necessarily just the physique.
Right.
And she talked, and I bring it up because she says that often. I think a lot of times people think the confidence is going to come from the way that they look, like, or the number on the scale.
If I lose weight, if I'm tighter, if I have abs, I'm of course going to be confident. Like, you're not.
And confidence, it comes from the outside world telling you. I think it's your self-worth that comes from I am enough.
Yes.
You know, I did it.
I love that.
Accomplishments.
So true.
I think that if you didn't get that, you'd probably stop and rewind. Because most of the time, people are exercising they are pursuing something. They may be pursuing health, mm-hmm. which is, should all do back to that. But you are pursuing some level of validation, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Whether that validation is mm-hmm. external or internal, we are all pursuing some sort of validation mm-hmm. that if you don't give to yourself, you're never going to get enough of from the outside.
Right. When you put it, you're only setting yourself up for disappointment. Back to the placing and the winning. It's all great. But you have to have the validation from yourself first.
Well, it's even putting things on Instagram too. And okay, I'm putting the pretty picture up and I'm going to get these likes and all that. But in the end, none of that matters. It matters how you feel about yourself.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And I think
that was probably the biggest lesson I learned.
Yeah. You know? And a lot of that comes from going all in on yourself.
Right.
Yes.
You know, it's not necessarily going all in on the diet part or the training part. Just going all in on yourself.
That's a great point.
Because if you do great at the food and the training because you enjoy that part, you mm-hmm. like to eat well,
mm-hmm.
you enjoy working out, but you half-ass your posing or your outfits,
or you don't do anything that we also provide for, I'm speaking about our experience, like a photo shoot, things that are out of your comfort zone.
Even the amount of women that we've seen that haven't worn heels in years.
Right.
You know, even something that simple provides a new layer of confidence.
100%.
Because you could kick ass in the gym in your sneakers,
right?
But if you put on heels and you're going to fall apart, that new thing can become that new piece of confidence that wasn't there before.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite things is the posing part.
Yes.
And you're a huge piece of that.
Thank
Just
you.
Just the 10 minutes a day or 3 days
Are
a week
you
or
listen
whatever
to-
it is.
And it's never
and
ending because you brought up a good point. Like when she did her very first session here, like she was literally holding onto the wall.
Literally.
And today we've created half a routine, like with styling and arms and faces and everything. And it's like, that has to make you so happy because it isn't about posing and it isn't about the stage and it isn't about placing. It's about like, holy shit. Like not too long ago, this was so hard.
Yes.
And now it's like, look how much I can do so much faster. Like,
it's I love my body more too. So the movements and stuff and how pretty and it's all the little lessons that you learn about the small adjustments that you make. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the posing does. You know, turn your hip this way or put your chin up. And it's not just posing for a competition to get on stage in a bikini. It's life
modeling.
Stuff too.
Yes.
And modeling. And
you can take that posture everywhere. You should
and
take that posture.
You and I just had that conversation about confidence and holding yourself taller. Because I was saying my girls slump over a little bit more.
But as you're saying that, I hear all of the people that are getting ready for their first show want to be where you are right now.
Yeah.
They want to be in that place where they feel good about their body.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come to one session and get it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's so much frustration behind it, that first go around.
Mm.
Right? And they want to be here. Right?
She was there. You look so graceful doing it. This girl on Instagram looks this way. I'm like, don't worry about me or the girl on Instagram. Like,
right.
You have to run your race. And look, you've arrived in a new place.
And so much more to learn. But
again,
of course, always.
Yeah. You know, the purpose of these interviews is to share these things with the people that are in that moment where they're just walking.
Right.
And they see somebody who's flowing.
Right.
And they're like, you know, am I doing something? Like, you're just not there yet.
Right.
You know, it's not that your posing is bad and that you need to add more of this or less of that. It's like, you're just not there.
Yeah. Just be in the moment. And like, so it says like, it's a layering process, mm-hmm. you know, literally just do the wall.
He says that about
the body.
I was like,
but I want to do poses. I'm watching all these. I'm trying to
do
what they're doing.
So pretty. And it's like,
and
you
like,
will.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
And
yeah.
I think, I truly believe, like with every ounce of my being, which is how I felt right after I said, like when you were talking about getting on stage for the first time, I like put myself back into my moment.
Yeah.
Like literally I remember the house we were staying in and waking up in the morning and checking my abs that I finally had.
Yeah.
And the meals that I ate, like I really tried to put myself back there and I'm like, holy shit. Like I can't believe I went through with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing about who that person was that said, I'm going to actually go do this.
Right.
Like, I don't even know how I did that. Like, have you ever been in a situation where
you're
like, if I ever was
thing.
Back there again, like, I wouldn't be able to do it? Or if someone tell, like, when we tell your story about when you were sick, people are like, oh my God, how did you guys deal with that? It's like, you just do because you're in it. Like, it sucks. But, like, the person I am now, like, and the person I was then, I'm like, I don't know how I went through with that. Like, nothing about who I was said that that was a possibility. And that's what I was going to say. Like, I truly believe that it doesn't matter who you are, how you are, what you look like, mm-hmm. how uncomfortable you are, if you've never walked in heels, if you're super awkward, if you're super shy, mm-hmm. you're a disaster on earth, you can do it. Like, I truly yes. believe that. Mm-hmm. Like, because if I can do it, anyone can do it. But even if that's hard to believe because people see the now, right. they also feel that way about how many people like you and like so many yeah. others we've seen mm-hmm. just kind of just layer onto the other yeah, side. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, how you are, or what you're not. Like, anyone can
do it. But they've got to do the thing, yes. right? You've got to do yes. that first show, yeah. that second mm-hmm. show. Right?
That so photo they, shoot, that so posing they, session.
And most so people either are upset that they're not there yet or waiting until they're there to actually do, and you don't arrive there. That is a result of showing up for all the other
people
things.
People spend too much time frustrated and dissatisfied because they are not like that girl, mm-hmm. right? And they are not right. noticing like the shifts.
Their own stuff. I think a lot of it, I got to go back to your talking, the way you talk to yourself. And you said, because I know I did it, I'm awkward, I'm clumsy, and those words are so important. I know you say that all the time too. Words, how we talk to ourselves is everything.
Yeah. Everything.
And I can actually look in the mirror now and go, you're beautiful, you're yes. pretty. You know, I'm putting my lotion on in the morning. Yes. My morning routine is like, that's what I do now.
That internal dialogue is so key.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not just the words that you're choosing. It's also how those words make you feel. Mm-hmm. Right?
Because your body reacts to what you
exactly.
think. Yeah.
Exactly.
And your body's going to follow that.
Speak becomes the house you live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's exactly that.
And the confidence is not going to be there magically. Mm-hmm. The confidence comes from these little milestones that you reach along mm-hmm. the way.
Every layer.
You yes. know? It's
every piece of the puzzle.
It's that first time that you finish your posing routine.
Yeah.
It's the first time that you look at yourself, you're like, holy shit, this is working. That first time that you put on your bikini before, you know, even before you get on stage, it's when you get that tan and you're like, wow, like I look mm-hmm. It's that first show. It's that first photo shoot. It's yes. that all of those firsts are these milestone goals that when you do them again, they get better mm-hmm. and better. And that second photo shoot is better than the first. Mm-hmm. And the third
like,
one
wow,
is better than
that.
Yeah.
Wow, I did that. You know? Yeah. Wow, I did that.
And yes. then all of to go back to, yes. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you arrive at show 4 or 5, photo shoot 4 or 5, and you're a whole new person.
For sure.
That would have yeah. never been there in that moment had they not finished the other stuff
yeah.
first.
Trust
and
the process.
And that's hard to do for a lot of people because everybody wants everything now. Hmm. You know, everybody wants everything yeah. immediately. Even if they understand that it takes time, but they still want it right now because they—I don't know how they
it's
should.
It's our
be
world of instant gratification mm-hmm. for
yes.
everything.
Microwave.
Yes. yes, which is yeah. why I feel like this fitness thing is so powerful because you can't get it right
you
now.
Can't.
You've got to show up every day.
You can't buy it. You can't delegate
right.
it.
Yeah.
You can't
I've tried.
It.
You've got to do the work. You are not going to get healthy overnight. You are not going to get strong overnight. You are not going to get in shape overnight. None of it is overnight. Everything requires mm-hmm. showing up for an extended period of time
and doing the thing.
And once you arrive at whatever it is,
there's more.
There is more.
It's like a never-ending pile.
That's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. You know, yeah. it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that deters people. It's, am I going to have to do this forever? It's like, well, why wouldn't you?
Right.
You know, like, what is it exactly that you want to do that is preventing you from exercising for 30 or 40 minutes a day
and nourishing your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There is nothing
that you're
doing. So big. I also think though too, you have those little milestones and they're all good, but you're going to have your bad days too.
Of course.
Yeah, but you get up and you just keep going.
You know
you're gonna overeat the however long, you know, or fall off, but
we never apply that to any of the other things that we have to take care of. The lawn's going to grow, right? Yes. You got to cut it,
yeah.
you know, whether you have landscaper, you do it yourself. The car is going to need an oil change yeah. and the tires are going to need
check.
More air. And guess what? There's going to be days where there's traffic
yeah.
and you're going to have to sit in it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it's everything
life.
Is like that.
Yeah.
But
it's the story you tell yourself, though.
Yes. Yeah. One of my favorite quotes. I won't say ours because we have so many.
Yeah. So many quotes.
Yeah, I know,
but
yeah.
but I do know
say,
that
yeah.
we share it. Is from our friends Brian and Carrie. It's the story you tell is the truth you know.
Yes.
And it is all about, you know, being intentional mm-hmm. enough mm-hmm. to be aware that, you know, everything comes with something. Mm-hmm. This fitness thing comes with a lot of rewards
right.
on the other side.
Right.
And we feel like it is more than worth whatever
price you have to pay for
whatever
in
effort,
terms of effort,
you know, whatever price or effort level you've got to put into it. The rewards are so,
I think what you guys
10 times
yeah,
more.
Say to me, look at all you've done along the way too. You've traveled and your lifestyle
yes.
is, you know,
look at how you
look
got
at
here.
Yeah.
And I've said that to
and
him.
So you, yeah. You sacrifice. Okay. A meal here. That,
that's what but, I was going to say. I used to say that to him. I'm like, oh, but I'm going to sacrifice this or I got to sacrifice yeah. that. He's like, is it really a sacrifice yeah. if you're getting something on the
right.
other side? And it's
well,
not. It's,
right.
Technically speaking,
yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
like you said, everything comes with something. Everything
yeah.
has a price.
Right.
Right.
For
like,
sure.
Everything
yes.
has a price.
Yeah.
Like not doing, doing
right.
this or that. Like
always.
It, yep. Everything. So it's like, it's not really a sacrifice if you are getting something in return.
Right.
So it's like, if I'm sacrificing this meal or this day, is it really a sacrifice if tomorrow
back
I get to wake
words,
up knowing
right?
that I feel
yeah.
good and I did what I needed to do?
Yeah.
And again, we have plenty of flexibility. Like, it's not
sure.
that.
No,
but,
it's not that. No,
sure.
I think my husband, like a couple days after the show, I was measuring my food again. And he said, really? And I said, yep. Because I feel like $1 million.
Yes.
And I keep that going.
Yes.
And that. The sacrifice that I'm making in weighing out the 4 ounces
exactly
is so worth it to me.
It's a, yeah. has a massive
yes.
payout.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets it. Yeah.
And people will yeah. sacrifice their time and spend 10 years in school and that's okay. Right. And people will sacrifice
yeah.
their everyday life to save what they need to save to buy their house or to go on their trip. And that's okay.
Yeah, they do.
But
it's like,
but it's,
yeah,
you know, it's back to the vanity. It's a word you are using to describe what I don't want to do. Because if it's not bothering you, right, then where's the sacrifice?
And here's the thing.
Like, if I'm saying, wow, you're going to sacrifice yourself like that, it's like, you don't seem to be having a
right.
hard time.
Right.
Then really what I'm saying is, like, for me, that would be hard.
Right, yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
Right.
What I don't have the right to do is say, I also want the results you have.
Right.
I can't
right.
not, you know.
Right.
And the
we
other
can't have the same conversation.
Anymore. Right.
The other thing is, like, if someone was sick, no one would say that shit. If someone was sick, knock on wood, God forbid, and I said, I got to weigh out every meal and I got to go on a 30-minute walk and I got to like strength train whatever I can strength train.
Right.
So that
the
I can
doctor said,
be like, you should do it. What are you eating? What are you doing?
Right. If you went to the doctor and your cholesterol was bad, your sugar was bad, you're, you know,
no one would judge you.
Pre-diabetic, arthritis, and the doctor said,
yeah.
you really have to start watching what you eat and you're going to have to start moving.
You would do it.
And wrote it on a piece of paper. Yeah. You went to Walgreens to get it.
People would support you.
Right?
No one would
everybody
let you
like,
not
well,
walk.
What time are you going? Like,
yeah, I'll go with you.
It's not a sacrifice
you know?
Anymore.
And then
so
it's like,
true.
So no one would judge that. It's like, do we have to get sick for it to be acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not acceptable to prevent it. It's not acceptable to do it for any other reason. Like, because that's really what it is.
Right. Right.
Getting ready for show number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're obviously a different person than you were getting
right.
ready for show number 1.
Yep.
And show number 2.
Yes.
And show number 2. But like she did before, put yourself back in that show number 1.
Mm-hmm.
For the person watching
mm-hmm.
that is thinking, I don't know if I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if I could step on stage in a bikini. I don't know if I could walk in heels. I don't know if I'm going to fall. What does this version of you that is able to step back 2 shows say to somebody on the other side that is contemplating doing this?
Yeah, I would say you just got to start. You deserve it. You deserve to feel good about yourself. And it's not hard. It's the little things every day. It's the consistency of the everyday choices that you make that will get you there. Yeah. It's simple.
It really is.
It's really, and I think that's why people get blocked because it is that.
Yeah.
Simple. Everyone's
yeah.
already
I mean, we call
anyway.
It magic. It's magic, but it's simple magic.
Right.
It's
yes.
just follow the rules.
And
yeah.
I think you kind
yeah.
of touched on this, but I always like to ask too. I don't even know where I'm looking. Breeden
yeah.
prompts me, right? But what has been the most impactful thing about this whole journey for you, like from start till now?
It's the mindset stuff. It's the how I talk to myself, how sweet I am to myself now, you know.
Just oh, I
the,
love that.
Oh,
love
yeah. That. It's the, you know, it's the confidence and the self-worth. From the beginning, that's what I said after the first show. It was a journey of self-love. It was, and now it's just how I see myself, how I talk to myself. And I'm beautiful, I'm pretty, and I have a light to shine.
Yes.
And I've matched my vibe. I found my people. Aww. Yeah. And so it's,
you know, as she's saying that, what I'm thinking is
so powerful.
Imagine being able to wake up and feel that way, you know, on purpose.
Yeah.
The worst part is that most people don't.
Right.
Right. No, I wake up every single morning with gratitude. That is my number one thing, even before I get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. You've got to do something bigger. You've got to do something bigger.
We are not meant to live small.
And I'm sorry, but getting ready for your vacation or your birthday or your anniversary or your high school reunion or insert thing that somebody uses as a motivating factor outside of illness to try to make changes, even though they are in their minds temporary because they're only getting ready for the thing. None of those things are enough.
They're not. You have
for
to use
a you
baseball.
To find that kind of change. And no, not everybody is going to get on stage, but you do have to find something that is that big, that compelling, that
will make you show up.
That will, you know, intentionally force you to do things for long enough so that you get on the other side of wherever you are now, so that you wake up in the morning filled with gratitude and talk to yourself in a way that is nurturing, because there's really no other way to be.
No.
You know?
I love that.
That was great.
This was good so stuff. Great. Was we great. Have so many. Bree's got her work cut out.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I love you guys.
We love you.
All of you guys listening and watching, do all the podcasty things. Like, share, comment, share with your friends. We are on Threads now. Threads is only a few hours old, so find us on Threads. It's a new Instagram.
Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a new Twitter.
So,
what's Twitter
so
of Instagram?
Instagram put out their version of Twitter.
Oh, how fun.
Like last night.
Keep going, you guys.
We're on. We're on it. Yes. So we are on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, all those things. Guys, till next time, peace out.